They have an initiative this year to have a James Beard 30-year anniversary scholarship fund. And they've called on restaurants around the country to offer something special on their menu that will run for the next several months. I believe it's until September 3rd. Anytime someone orders one of these special dishes, $1 will be donated to this scholarship fund. And we have 7 restaurants in the area who are participating. And I've gone and I've tasted all of the special dishes, and there's some really good stuff out there, I got to tell you.
Now, are you a part of the James Beard Foundation or awards?
I am a regional judge, so every year I'm called upon to make recommendations for chefs and restaurants that should be on the nomination list, or who I think should be on the nomination list. And then once the ballot comes in, I vote on restaurants here in the area and around the country that I've been to.
This initiative is separate from that. That's not part of the award.
It's completely separate.
Okay, so tell me about some of the dishes that you've tasted that are part of this scholarship fund slash anniversary celebration.
One of the more elaborate ones was at Taverna Opa at Point Orlando, and it's a dish called, and I'm going to really mess up the name of this, it's Arni Exoico or something like that. I don't know, but let's just call it lamb, potatoes, carrots, peas, and cheese, all wrapped up in a big kind of puff pastry. Just delicious. It's impressive looking, too. When it's put in front of you, it looks like it's a small throw pillow.
Wow.
But trust me, it's a lot tastier. K Restaurant in College Park is doing a duck a l'orange and giving it a little bit of a Florida twist with some candied orange peel on top. Really just nice touch. I like that. Crest Restaurant in DeLand is doing a sterling silver pork chop creole. And the chef there, Hari Palapuka, chose this from one of James Beard's cookbooks, which was the connection.
Is there a James Beard connection with all of them? Are they his recipes or are they original recipes?
Some of the chefs used James Beard as the inspiration for what they were going to serve. Others just said, oh, I'll just do this. Like Four Rivers, they've introduced a new breaded pork tenderloin sandwich. And so that's the one that they're offering as the James Beard special, that you buy a sandwich and they'll still give a whole dollar.
What are some of the other participating restaurants in the area?
We've got Rusty Spoon, downtown Orlando. The chef there, Kathleen Blake, is doing a butcher board. And it changes because she focuses on what's fresh, what's available, what she can get locally. And when I was there, one of the James Beard inspirations was she had found a Boston baked bean recipe in one of his books. And she kind of did a little twist on it and is doing a pork and beans recipe that has sort of like this crumbled pork rind on top.
So this is allowing these chefs to get creative in honor of the James Beard Foundation.
Yeah, and have a little fun and raise some money.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.